Welcome to this new series, where I'm asking interesting people 10 questions in 10 minutes. The first question is, what's the most impressive memory feat you've ever achieved?
The most impressive, coolest thing I ever achieved in memory competitions was I was the first person to memorize a pack of cards in under 30 seconds, which is a very arbitrary kind of target to aim for, but that was what was the holy grail, the 4-minute mile, people called it, of memory competitions. And everyone was trying to do it in an official competition for years and years, and I was the one who achieved it. So I'll always have that, even though people are doing it in 15 seconds, 10 seconds nowadays. It was very cool back in 2007.
How do you memorize a deck of cards?
Well, it's all about creating a mental picture in your head, a story, stringing together images I've got pre-prepared for each pair of cards. So I look at 52 cards, I'm seeing 26 images of people and objects and putting them together in a sort of visual story in my head. It's strangely creative, imaginative, rather than what you'd think about as an intellectual pursuit. It's good fun, if you like that kind of thing. And it's surprisingly easy to do.
Can anyone develop an amazing memory?
Absolutely, anyone can do it. It's not something you're naturally born with the ability to do. It's something you can learn. And if you've got the right kind of mindset, if you like doing weird things, if you find this fascinating, if you like thinking in pictures, it's very easy to do. I recommend everybody to give it a try. The majority of people in the world could do really impressive things that they'd never have believed possible.
Do you ever forget things?
I constantly forget things. I have an absolutely terrible memory for anything halfway useful. I can never remember people's names, which is a shame because in memory competitions, memorising names is one of the competitions. So everyone just laughs at me because I always get really low scores in that. And I can never remember what people look like, what people are called. It's a real blind spot for me. And I've got that in my head now that I can't do it. So I'm never going to be able to do it. But yeah, I've got a bad memory, except, as I say, for completely hopeless and unnecessary, useless things.
Is having an amazing memory a gift, a curse, or a bit of both?
I don't see how it could be a curse, but perhaps that's just me. I know people come to me sometimes saying, do you have skills for forgetting traumatic memories and things? I don't think that's a very healthy thing to do, but that's just me. Anyway, all I can remember is completely useless things, long numbers, packs of cards, all that kind of thing. And it's a sort of a gift. It can never possibly be a curse, but it's a good thing, always a good thing.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to radically improve their memory?
Just have a look around the internet. See what you can find. Even buy a book if you want, if you're old-fashioned like me. But there are lots of people out there who teach the basic techniques, who'll talk about it quite happily. And give it a try, because you will find that with just the tiniest little bit of work, you can achieve absolutely amazing things, just like that. And that's, you know, this whole secret to it is look it up, find out how it's done, get into it. If you're the kind of person who enjoys that kind of thing, you will really enjoy it.
Do you use memory techniques in everyday life?
I do not use these memory techniques in everyday life. That's the standard answer I give. And people really hate it when I say that, because people who run memory competitions, you know, they want to sell books and things, teaching people to use their memory in important everyday working life and selling it as something that can improve your life. So whenever I say something like this, they really hate me for it. But that's okay, I'm used to that by now. I don't use memory techniques in everyday life because I've designed my memory techniques specifically for winning these memory competitions. So I don't like everyday life so much. I like the weirdness. So I use it in the weird things in life, and I stumble by in my usual terrible memory to do anything that might require memory in real life. Sorry.
Is there anything people often misunderstand about memory?
Yes, people generally don't get how the whole memory thing works. In even the most basic terms, people think that it's something you're either born with or you're not, which is completely untrue. People think that it's more of an academic subject when it's more artistic, creative, imaginative. If you want to remember things, think visually, think in pictures. That's the secret behind it, and people don't get that until they sit down and try it out. So for this specific kind of memory, and indeed for general memory, the way to do it is to think visually, to think creatively, to use your imagination and to have fun with it. That's the main key. And people don't get that. They think memory is a dull kind of thing until they actually try it.
Why did you become so obsessed with improving your memory?
It was more of an accident than anything else. I sort of stumbled into the World Memory Championships. I'd heard about it a couple of years earlier. It was part of the wonderful big event called the Mind Sports Olympiad. So I'd picked up that there was a thing called the World Memory Championships going on. And at the Mind Sports Olympiad, I like to try a bit of everything. So back in the year 2000, I went to the World Memory Championships to see what it was like, took part in it, did surprisingly well. You know, I came 16th out of 20, but, you know, for a complete and total beginner, that was quite impressive. So I got talking to the other competitors, found out these interesting techniques, gave it a try, found it a lot of fun. I've been obsessed with it ever since because, you know, I could see being the World Memory Champion was in my grasp. So I grasped it, I worked on it and had fun with it and kept doing it even after I'd achieved it.
How has having an amazing memory changed your life?
Well, as I've said, I only have an amazing memory when it comes to memorizing useless things. But that has changed my life enormously because I've got to travel all around the world. I've been on TV in at least three continents, possibly four. I lose track. I suppose if you count North and South America as two different ones, then definitely four continents. But I've been to 17 countries. I counted them once. I can never remember exactly what they are, but 17 countries specifically as a memory person. Because I'm a memory man, I've travelled to these places, and I would never have done that if I didn't have an amazing memory, which has been completely awesome. And I've met no end of great friends as a result of doing it. It's all been fantastic. I mean, I wouldn't say it's helped me change the world or anything like that, but it's been fun. And that's all that really matters in life, isn't it?
If you enjoyed this episode of the series, remember to subscribe for future ones and check out another one now.